On Midwest Week, possible racism in the University of Iowa football program. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Batterson, sports reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Steve, how did this possible problem first surface, that there might be some sort of racial problem going on in the Iowa football program?
Actually, it was a comment made by Kirk Ferentz during a video call with reporters last week where he said that he would have no problem with his players either standing for the national anthem or kneeling for the national anthem. The only thing that he thought was that they make a decision and do whatever they ended up doing together. He wanted a unified front, and that caught the attention of some former Hawkeye players, specifically James Daniels, currently an offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears, who tweeted out that that would be some sort of a seismic shift in culture for the Hawkeye program. That was on Wednesday of last week. 2 days later, he expanded a little bit upon what he had initially said, and that led to kind of a firestorm of comments from a number of former Hawkeye players who felt that they had some issues with one speaking out and being themselves within the structure of the program.
And part of the story so far is that one of the coaches is on leave. Who is Coach Doyle, and what's his possible role in any of this?
Chris Doyle is the strength and conditioning coordinator in Iowa. He's been on Kirk Ferentz's staff since 1999. He is the best paid strength and conditioning coordinator in college football, has been given a lot of credit for Iowa's ability to kind of develop players who've been able to kind of go on and play at the next level. He has been kind of at the in the crosshairs of this thing since the start. And a number of players have said that they feel they've been mistreated by him, be it words or actions, during their time in the Iowa weight room. There was enough of a volume of things from different players that Iowa chose to put him on paid administrative leave last Saturday. They are currently looking into the situation. It is a situation where Iowa Director of Athletics Gary Barta has decided to put it in the hands of an external independent review involving no one from the athletic department, but it will involve other people on in university administration and staff from the other side of the river, as they like to say in Iowa City. So the folks who are on the East Campus, whereas the athletics are based on the West Campus. So they're in a process of kind of reviewing, trying to figure out exactly what happened, to what extent this was an issue. One of the things that Kirk Ferentz was asked on Sunday was, if he could see Chris Doyle returning to his position and being effective in that job. And, that's something that the coach may end up having to weigh, depending on the outcome of this investigation that is ongoing.
And the players that have complained, these are African-American players, and do they complain about comments, or was there some other form of unpleasantness, abuse, or whatever we might call it these days?
They're largely African-American players. There have been a handful of white players as well who've indicated that that they have been subjected to mostly words that they found hurtful, it's kind of that line, but that you see sometimes between being demanding and being demeaning. I think is kind of what is on the table here, and what Iowa officials are trying to figure out is, what side of the line did some of that stuff end up on? And, was there a situation where guys, had some issues in terms of reporting that type of thing?
Yeah. Do we know that anyone complained or reported any of this before now?
we do not know at this point. We have been told that you know, from Kirk Ferentz's standpoint, he has said that this stuff pretty much has broadsided him. There have been some, you know, instances of, things that maybe were said by, you know, an assistant coach that didn't go over too well with a player that have been brought to his attention over, you know, 21 years. And some of those things have been dealt with in the past. So, you know, some of the comments that came out last weekend were things that, you know, he may have been aware of. But I think in large part, a lot of this is has caught the coach by surprise.
Now, Steve, you've been covering Iowa football for, well, it seems like decades. Did you ever see any of this or have any inkling of, any of these problems?
We don't get to spend a lot of time in the weight room or practice, for that matter. Iowa football practices have been going on behind closed gates since Hayden Fry arrived back in 1979. And you know, what transpires there, you know, is largely guarded. In terms of, stuff that comes out, our access is, generally one day per week during the season, on a Tuesday. You put in player requests and receive an opportunity to speak with some players at that point. But being present in, that type of a situation, simply that kind of access has never been granted to, anybody in the Iowa media.
Okay. Now, we've talked about the one coach that's on administrative leave right now, Coach Doyle. Did the players talk about anyone else, or was it just that one person?
There certainly have been some other coaches who've been mentioned. Brian Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz's son, is the offensive coordinator. He spent time as, a running backs coach, a tight ends coach, and a line coach during his time at Iowa. He has been mentioned by a couple of players for verbal things that he has said that they found demeaning. A couple of other coaches, Phil Parker, who is the secondary coach and currently the defensive coordinator, has been mentioned by one individual. Seth Wallace, the linebackers coach, has been mentioned by another. So, you know, there are a few coaches who've been mentioned. There were probably somewhere in between 35 and 40 players who've kind of spoken out. The vast majority of them have played for Iowa within the last 10 to 15 years. The guys who spoke out over the weekend from prior to that date didn't seem to have any issues with, the coaches who were there at the time.
Okay, so after all this, Steve, where does this go next, and when might something happen or a report be filed or anything like that?
Well, I think the university will move fairly slowly on this. I personally will be somewhat surprised if Chris Doyle is on the job, you know, by the time the season starts in a couple of months. I do think that with the past issue that Iowa had with a field hockey coach and a senior women's administrator a few years ago, they moved fairly quickly on that, and it ended up costing them about $6.5 million in court judgment. So I think this is a situation where the university is, making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed before anything takes place. So this one will be a little more methodical, I would presume. We'll find that out, you know, in upcoming weeks, but they have not put any sort of timetable whatsoever on this at this point.